Hey y'all, it's Yaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today we're talking about me versus me. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about that whole idea of you versus you, but using me versus me. And it's all about seeing your progress. And with progress, it's always a process to see your improvement of being who you are created to be. One, and two, that you're not who you were last year. You're not who you were last week. You're not even who you were yesterday. We're always able to learn. We're always able to, you know, trial and error. But ultimately, I want to talk about me versus me, or you versus you, in comparison to your relationship with God. So if you're not a believer, still, you know, don't log off now. Hang with me. But me versus me, I know that I, for myself, have been this very independent person, independent woman, just to be more matter-of-factly, like having the need to want to prove myself and even redeem myself when things didn't go so well, you know. And just the idea of doing that was very exhausting. It took me a long time to come to the point that I needed Jesus. Now, even as a person that was like a churchgoer, had accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I still struggled with like surrendering. Lots of my identity was bound and caught up in titles, you know, accolades and things that I did, not just who I was or who I am. And when I say a struggle, I was on the struggle bus, y'all. When the struggle bus was like, oh my gosh, like it'd just be some hard times. And I felt like trying to be this perfectionist and trying to always improve myself based on how others may judge me. So I really wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it for affirmation or validation. And you know the saying that you're not a car, so you don't need validation. Like that's for cars. And even with knowing that, it doesn't stop us sometimes from seeking outside acceptance and approval, because let's just be real. The world is like that. You know, you have to measure up to someone's success barometer or meter in order for them to see you. And if you're an entrepreneur, it could be even much more challenging, because it's as if you don't have to be an entrepreneur. It's something you want to do or something you've been commissioned to do, but you might have your job where you work your 9-to-5, and then you have this entrepreneur side of you where you're like, you know, kind of struggling maybe to figure it out. And you see other people's success as your failure because they're doing it now or they're doing it this way. And I want to just stop right there and let you kind of just get this come to you moment, is that Jesus already paid it all. And once I got that revelation, I still struggled, because it's like as if everything that I need is already on the inside of me. So meaning that God created me in his image and likeness. And then on top of that, Jesus came on down to the earth. You know, God put him in Mary's belly, and then he became a man, like really a man, just like, you know, you being a woman, or if you're a man listening to me, you being a man. And he lived the life that you live now. And he lived the life of many people. I mean, anyone that ever lived or has lived, he's lived the same life, same things, but he relied on God. He relied on the spirit, you know, side of him to take over. And so I want to encourage you that when you're trying to figure it out yourself, it's already been figured out. And it's like, there's a hunger now inside of me to, you know, desire to read my word and even to show up as how God would want me to show up. There are some days that are very challenging. I can honestly say a challenge was writing my latest book, Restoring You, because I wanted it to be a quick and easy process. I had let people know like 3-4 years ago I was writing a book, and it was probably halfway done, you know, but it was just in me to keep saying I'm writing a book. And then even when it wasn't all the way done, I was letting people know it was done, not knowing that I was speaking it into existence. Because when I go back and read that book, I don't realize, you know, that I was in a progress, you know, I was in a process. I was in like this cycle. And by looking back to read it, it's like I broke the cycle by writing myself out of that, because I had to pour out, you know, all the pain, all the drama. And then, you know, seeing is believing. But even in that, I was able to see the facts of my life and then say, I don't want to live that, because there's facts, but there's also God's truth. And with God's truth, it's realer than real. It's another realm of reality. It's not something that is maybe perceived or understood by many who don't know him as God, Lord and Savior, you know, as King of Kings. But y'all, so anyone that I'm, you know, touching right now, if you're still hanging with me, if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's very simple. It's just you asking him, inviting him in to your heart, because he's already probably, I'm already knocking right now. He's knocking. It's you looking through the peephole, looking through the blinds, and you seeing him, and you see his witness on the earth in his 33 years, and you accepting him as Lord and Savior, but you also acknowledging that he was born, that he died, that he raised from the grave. Just that simple. And you receive that testimony of him and say, I receive salvation, that I'm saved by grace through faith. You know, I'm saved, you know, and I'm now redeemed. Like, he redeemed you back to God. And with my book Restored, it's as if, you know, salvation is like you know, now you have this ticket to heaven, but restored is that now you're here still. You're not in heaven. And just because you're now saved doesn't mean that you're not going to go through hell sometimes, you know, but that you're restored. Your identity is restored in Christ. That means all things are brand new, you know, as far as your mindset. Like, you don't have this lowly mindset that the earth and things in the culture are your reality. Now, you may see again, you know, things about pandemics, and you may see things about crises, but you know that God's word is his truth to you, that, you know, God's word is his will for you. And so that's how you abide in. That's where you live. That's where you stay. You don't have to stay in the struggle, because the struggle be real, y'all. And through me writing a book, that process, you know, was a progression. It wasn't an overnight thing. Sometimes it'd be like, why even do this? Because what am I even writing about? But looking back, you know, it's not about perfection. So it's always going to be process over perfection, because perfection is not real. You know, perfection is something that it's like trying to chase the wind, you know, because it's something that does not exist. You know, there's like, perfection is who God is, who Jesus is, who Holy Spirit is, but none of us are going to be perfect. You know, like, none of us have it all, but you're perfectly imperfect for who you are, you know, because we're going to miss it sometimes, but we got to get back up, dust ourselves off, and try again. And so for those that are wanting to, like, embark on entrepreneurship, or even if you're like, I'm not really about the business side, but I want to start something different. Like, I want to go back to school, and I'm a non-traditional student, or I want to get back into, you know, opening like my heart to love again when God places someone very special that deserves, you know, that they don't deserve that, your heart, but they deserve your time and your attention, you know? And you're like, I want to start over in relationships, or I don't trust people, you know, and like, you're going to give people a chance again. Like, you're going to join that small group at church, or you're going to even just go to church, because you're like, all churches are yada, yada, yada. And so you just, it's just you and Jesus. But now you're going to like say, you know what, God, I'm not perfect. So why am I putting this unrealistic expectation on everybody else but myself? You know, or if you're just a critical person, you're going to let that critical spirit, that critical mindset, you're going to throw it in the trash, and you're going to start all brand new. You're going to wash it up with some word. That way you're all sparkly and fresh and new, and your eyes are on Christ. They're not on people anymore, where you're so critical. And so I want to say, me versus me. Me versus me is something that I've been kind of marinating on or focusing on, because I hope to do a challenge mastermind on me versus me, because when you think about the me you are you yourself because of you? You know, like, you probably been raised to be a certain way. You've been raised and taught to think certain things. You've been institutionalized by the school system, institutionalized by church and religion. You've been institutionalized by your job, you know, and like, even institutionalized by TV. And so your thoughts, the way you think, the way you interact, the way you live your life is not based on this freedom. In that, I'm speaking to people that are believers as well. Like, you're a believer, but it's like, what do you really believe? Because it's like you believe like 10 different things, you know. And I'm not saying that God takes your mind away where you can't have thoughts, but our thoughts are so low, y'all, you know, because when you're feeling stuck at your job, you shouldn't feel stuck at your job. Now, you may be at your job because you clocked in and you can't leave until your shift is over. That's different. But if your mindset feels like there's nothing else you can do, or you feel like you're just so limited, where is that coming from? Because anything you do, you should do it as unto God. And if that's not something you desire to do, then you got to get into that word and let that word of God get into you, where you're like him. Because he said you're created in his image and likeness. You know, let us create Genesis 1 and 26. Let us create man in our image, and then that he has dominion over the earth. So you should be dominating in everything that you do. And dominating doesn't mean like in everything you do compared to someone else. You know, you're always the best. But with all the gifts and talents that you have, that you're a good steward over those, and you're able to, every time you show up, those gifts, you're there, you know, using those gifts to bless other people. You're able to stand up in leadership, and leadership doesn't mean you're on every committee, but leadership means like God is leading in your life, and that leads in your life, that you're leading God principles in your life, God's fruit in your life. You're leading in that way where you have integrity, you have character. And leader don't have to be a title. Again, it's just the way you are. And thinking about me versus me, it's also the me who you think you are, but then the me who you really are. Because when you're like, well, no one respects me and no one, you know, cares about my opinion. But how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as imposter syndrome? Do you see yourself as, you know, a small person, that you're not confident? So when you don't see yourself how God sees you, no matter what position you have, or no matter what, how much money you make and what car you drive, it's like people respond to you, or they see you how you see yourself. So when you think about, when you carry yourself like, I'm a royal priesthood and I'm the king's kid and I'm a joint heir with Christ and I'm to take dominion, and you have that confidence, that's what they see. And an example of that could be when you see, not to be judging folk, but when you see somebody, you know, no matter if it's a male or female, and they seem like they're unequally yoked appearance-wise with somebody else. And you're like, and you're wondering how that person was able to be dating that person, or how that person, you know, upgrade by that person, because that person's face card don't match their face card, you know. And maybe their body is not, you know, the same athletic wise or whatever it may be. You're wondering how in the world. The difference is confidence. It's not the confidence that the person that may not, you know, that's with the person. It's the confidence the person has that's with that person. So we don't know their situation. But for most times, you know, we can't say that, oh, they're a sugar daddy. I'm just going to LOL, like, and that's how he got her. No, what if that person is just such a confident person, such a caring person, such a loving person, and that's what was the attraction? So I'm just trying to break it down and make it plain for you. So you have to think, where on your, you know, scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank yourself? You should be ranking yourself like 100, not even a 10. Now, there should not be even a number that's on the scale that you can even, you know, say. It should never be just what the system of society tells us. You can only be a 1 to 10, you know, even though I asked the question, but I'm just putting it out there. And so thinking about all of your interactions, like your jobs and like your organizations and like your performance, where have you been measuring up? Are you average? Are you above average? Are you off the Richter scale where you're able, like, you know, people just don't even understand, you know, who you really are, and like, man, how many talents they have, and man, what can't they do? You know, and I'm not saying to be a show off, but that's who God created you to be. He didn't create you to be average, living paycheck to paycheck. He didn't create you to be someone who is a no one. I mean, even though he's to get all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, but you're representing him while you're here in the earth. So when someone sees you, they should see him. So I'm just, again, challenging your me versus me mentality, your me versus me perception. What does that look like? And it's not anything to do with the outside. It's on the inside. It's who you really are. What things do you feed yourself? How much time do you spend on social media? What does it mean for other people to respect you or other people to affirm you? Like, why did your, I'm not saying people don't need to give you a high five every now and again, but if you never got a high five, do you measure your worth based on other people seeing all of your goodness, all the great things you've done? Is your, you know, appreciation or God's appreciation, is that enough? And I would love for you to chime in and to visit YaissaLifestyleBrand.com and leave me a message and title it Me Versus Me Mentality. What's your Me Versus Me Mentality? Like, how do you see yourself? And then if that's something you don't really like, how would you like to see yourself?